Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am Ian Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N, Colvin, C-O-L-V-I-N. Justin Colvin is a 28-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 2-9-23, but at that time he was in a motor vehicle crash as the restrained operator, period. He was passing through an intersection when his vehicle was struck on the passenger side, period. The side airbags of the vehicle deployed. Parody states his knees smacked into the console, but he did not experience loss of consciousness or head trauma. Parody believes he injured his neck, back, and knees and was seen at a length care emergency room afterwards. Parody, he recalls that he was able to walk at the scene and was alert. Parody had further evaluation but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Parody, he did not undergo any injections or surgery in this matter. Parody has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph, as per the records supplied, Mr. Colvin was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, on 2-23-23. Parody stated he was a seatbelted driver, traveling at approximately 50 miles per hour. When involved in a car accident, Pretty was able to self-extricate, but the vehicle was not drivable. Pretty complained of cervical and low back pain. Pretty had some initial discomfort in the right knee as it came into the center console, but it is denying any mechanical symptoms such as buckling, giving way, or instability since the accident. He reviewed outside x-rays of the cervical spine that showed no spondylolisthesis. There is some loss of lumbar lordosis, but no fractures. Lateral flexion and extension views were obtained in the office, showing no instability. Lumbar CAT scan showed no fractures. Dr. Barrett diagnosed deceleration injury with cervicalgia and lumbar pain. Pretty was feeling better overall and was referred for a course of physical therapy and a prednisone taper. Pretty he was cleared to return back to full duty that day. Pretty he did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Pretty followed up with Dr. Barrett through 3-23-23. Pretty he had been working full duty and doing well with it. He had marked improvement since the prior visit. He had no upper or lower extremity complaints. Sperling's maneuver did not create any Lhermitte sign, but there was no hesitancy in active range of motion in the cervical spine, nor was there any atrophy through the upper extremity motor groups. Pretty was determined to have reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged without restriction. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Extremities upper inspection revealed heel portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Pretty had full range of motion of the right shoulder with crepitus, but no tenderness. Motion of the left shoulder as well as both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Extremities lower inspection revealed a long scar about the length of the left leg, both on its medial and lateral aspects, that he attributed to a fasciotomy in the past. He also had scarring at the left patella. Rest of that sift is normal. Cervical active left rotation was minimally limited to 65 degrees, but most of them was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 2-9-23, Justin Colvin was the restrained operator of a work vehicle involved in a high-speed collision. period, he did not strike his head or experience a loss of consciousness. Period, he evidently was seen at the emergency room and then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Barrett. Period, he noted x-rays of the cervical spine showed no osseous abnormalities or spondylolisthesis. Period, Mr. Coben was started on physical therapy and a prednisone taper. Period, he improved quite rapidly, and on 3/23/23 was discharged to continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam was remarkable primarily for healed surgical scarring. About the left leg after sustaining a gunshot wound in January of 2020. Period. He also recalls undergoing repair of his labrum and repair of a broken patella after a sports injury in April of 2014. Period. Overall, he feels better now than when he first was injured. Period. He does exercise regularly with jiu-jitsu and lifting 2 to 3 times per week. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine, common lumbar spine, common or right knee. Period. He has made an excellent clinical and functional recovery. Period. End.